Well, Sean, after collecting the Nicky record on the Hogan stand here from the president of the GAA, obviously a proud moment.
Very proud moment, Tom, definitely. And 100 years on from Bloody Sunday, to be able to stand on Hogan stand and lift an All Ireland trophy is an absolute dream. But just very proud of the lads and the effort they put in. And just especially, you know, after the first 15 minutes, you know, 78 points down, but the grit, never give up, working hard and turnovers the whole way through that game, and then just waiting for the chances for the goals to come, and then when they did come, the boys took them.
Yeah, what was it? Was it nerves in the first half? Was it you stood off Mayo and giving them too much respect?
I don't think it was nerves, but we definitely had a lot of space. There was a lot of pockets popping up, and we probably didn't have the same pressure on up in the forward line, and the boys were getting to plant the foot and drive balls into the corners, and in fairness to them, they were fairly sharp in there, like, you know, so... it was a tough first 15 minutes, but we knew they were going to have a period like that throughout the game, and it was about dwelling it and sticking in there and coming strong. Was look, we've been to come off the bench, we've put in a serious effort all year, so there was always confidence that we were going to be able to turn that you know, Mayo purple patch over.
Yeah, you got a couple of points back, and then Joe got that goal. It was a big score.
Big score, you know, and that's what's been happening all year when we've been in tough spots. There's been some man stood up, and we've worked the ball into position, and somebody's took the chance, and Joe did that today. Great, going up for a wing back and planting the goal, like, and look, just proud of everybody, like the serious efforts being put in since last November. You know, we've been on the road near enough a full year, and we've managed lockdowns and, you know, training in our houses and doing different things, and you can see the resilience there today. There's no man giving in, and men coming off the bench were adding to it, and the men that didn't get on were cheering everybody on, and everybody was in the shoulders of the wheel to push Donegal on, like, you know.
1-8 to 14 down, 3 points down at half time. I'm sure it was a good place to be at half time in the Donegal dressing room.
Yeah, and look, 2 years ago we were here against Warwickshire in the Nicky record final, and it was a very similar day. We got off to a very similar start, but we knew we had it in us to come back and turn that over, and, you know, come back in that goal set us and tagged on a couple more scores after it, and went into at half time, you know, knowing that we had it in the legs to drive on in the second half, and that's what happened.
Yeah, and you had to have a big first 10 minutes of that second half, and you did.
We did. We won the first couple of balls, the balls went in, and the lads stuck it, and gradually chipping on balls over, and gradually getting it back, we got level, and then we went ahead, and then, you know, we got the balls in, and once Richie's in there, he's a handful, and you've Davin in there as well, and other boys, and when they got their chances, they took it. And I think the most encouraging thing is you've seen the boys working it in. There's no selfishness. They're working the ball around to the best man to take the score, and that's what brings us forward.
So what does that mean to you personally and to Donegal hurling?
Personally, it's obviously, as I said during the week to a few people, you know, you want to play at the highest level possible. You want to push Donegal hurling on, and but getting the days in Croke Park and competing against teams that have, you know, naturally been playing in the higher divisions, you know, that's the first time we've beaten Mayo in over 15 years, and we've had a few of those victories over the last couple of years, and that's what we want to keep doing. The challenge for us now is to move forward to next year. We've got Division 2, we have to learn from the last time we were up there, and there's no reason why, you know, instead of looking to stay in that division, we've seen we're able to keep compete with a Division 2A side today, so we should be looking to push on and push Donegal hurling a bit higher.
There's a lot of chat, John, about it's a good time for Donegal football over the last 10 years or so. Not a bad time to be a Donegal hurler either.
Not at all. And, you know, like, you look at Donegal hurling over the last 10 years, we've been in Division 2, we've been in Christy Rings, and, you know, you look at the club championship as well, and it's filtering down into that, and you've got more clubs popping up, and, you know, all we can do is show young people and the young players, you know, Camogues or hurlers in the county, that you can get days against Croke Park, you can play at a high level, and you get to represent your county, and that's what it's all about.